This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. With the potential overturn of Roe v. Wade, abortion rights advocates in Colorado worry neighboring states like Texas and Oklahoma will continue to restrict or ban abortion access. Netta Meltzer of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says they expect a 20% increase over the next 1 to 3 years in the number of people from out of state seeking an abortion in Colorado.
I always encourage people to visualize the map of the United States. We're surrounded by states where access will be restricted or eliminated if the decision comes down as drafted.
56,000 abortions were sought in Texas in 2019. For more on this story and how others are reacting to the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade, visit CPR.org. A former Loveland police officer has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for assaulting a 73-year-old woman with dementia during an arrest in 2020. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the criminal justice system cannot turn back time and that victim Karen Gardner never fully recovered from the 2020 assault. Gardner was suspected of petty shoplifting. During her arrest, officers broke her arm and dislocated her shoulder. Gardner's lawyer says her mental condition worsened afterwards. The officer, Austin Hopp, apologized for the incident, according to lawyers. Gardner now requires round-the-clock care. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC. Boulder and Grand Junction are both at 83 degrees right now.